That's right. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here at my studio at Sharp Facets Gallery. And today I have April Powers in studio with me this afternoon. You may say, who is April Powers? She is a professional golfer. She teaches girls golf. She loves to teach. She travels a lot. And we're very fortunate to have her in studio with us today. How you doing, April?
I'm doing great.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You're really short.
Yeah, 6 feet tall.
Yeah, right. I'll bet playing golf growing up, because I understand you played all growing up, I bet you gave the guys the run for their money all the time, being a tall girl like this.
I most definitely did, and probably the worst thing that ever happened was when I did the father-son tournament at my country club.
Your father-son tournament, yes. Yeah.
That so it was a little upsetting, a little disruptive to the field.
To the field. You know, women's golf has certainly been something that has lagged behind, hasn't it?
It has, you know, but I see that it'll turn. I think the tide will turn, especially as they're changing the game of golf. You know, the Tee It Forward program that they've come up with the PGA and the USGA, is definitely going to help improve that part with getting the women and the young people out playing more. And, you know, courses are going to become more course-friendly, and the rates are going to get better and more access.
Absolutely. Now, you were growing up playing golf, what time frame?
Gosh, you're going to make me give away my age.
I didn't ask you that.
So I would say 1973 is okay. When I really got into the game of golf, when I really started. Yes.
That was a lot different game then, wasn't it?
It was a lot different. When I started, I had the persimmon woods and had the first set of metal woods, and then we went into new technology of today, and the game's as good now as it was back then.
Why did you get into golf?
I got into golf. It just happened. You know, my parents put a club in my hand one day and were watching me hit golf balls, and all of a sudden they were like, wow, you kind of have a lot of natural ability here. And I was a swimmer. I swam competitively and tried to do golf and swimming together, and my muscles were sore every day, and I hit about 12, and I started to do winter swim for the first season. And, you know, after about a month of that, I told my mom, I said, you know, I'm not really enjoying getting up at 4 a.m. to get over to swim at 5 a.m. I said, I think I'd just like to do golf, you know, full time. And so that's when I started. I started playing competitive golf when I was 10. So I had been doing it, you know, both
at
the same time.
When you were 10, you started playing competitive?
Yeah, I started playing. It's really interesting. Here in the Carolinas, in North and South Carolina, they have the Carolina Junior Girls Match Play in the Twin States. And those tournaments were going on when I was playing. And they are still going on today. So they're very old and very traditional. And, you know, the women of the Carolinas and their golf associations have been supported that wholeheartedly for I don't know how many years. I'm going to say 35 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So so you went on, and did you go to college and play golf in college? Or
I did. I got recruited. I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got recruited to play at the University of Texas. I've had some other schools that had looked at me. Wake Forest was one of them, and I opted to go further away from home. Mm-hmm. And it was a great experience. I had the honor, did not realize how much of an honor it was at the time, of working with Harvey Pinnock, because he was there at Austin Country Club. So very fond memories. College golf was good. I still have college teammates that I, you know, converse with.
You know, that is the one thing about golf. Golf is a sport that you can play for your whole life.
It is. And, you know, my dad's 83 now, and I can still go out and play golf with my dad, and we can compete. Of course, he gets to play from the red tees, and he puts me back at the white tees.
Well, you know, I think that's terrific. But when you got into golf, now, you went out and played on the Futures Tour. Now, what was the Futures Tour?
The Futures Tour was the beginning of the mini tour. It was not under the LPGA at that time. And that grew, and, you know, they transformed it, and it went to the Duramed. And now it is the Symetra, and it is under the LPGA. The Duramed Tour originally went under the LPGA, so it, you know, it helped to mold those players, you know, make it one unit, but yet it's still a divided unit. You still have to qualify to get into the LPGA, other than the top 10 finishers of the Symetra Tour. So, you know, everything was still the same. We still played competitive golf. The purses definitely were not as big.
Sure.
The travel was hard. But, you know, even then we had host housing and things like that, and the memories of meeting people from all over. You just can't, you can't ever forget those things. They're all great life experiences.
I bet they are. I bet they are. And, you know, I think it's great because now, how did you get to Stony Point is what I want to know. I mean, you know, I'm kind of moving around here, but I got to get all this in this tour here.
She's fitting it all in. This is a grand tour. I moved from Gainesville, Florida. My parents live here in Grand Harbor. And I felt like it was time for me to be near them. My dad, you know, is getting up in age, and I wanted to spend some time with them. And quality time is really what I was looking for. And I knew there was a lake here, and we got a great buy. So to have a lake and a golf course right out my back door, it's like heaven.
It is. Well, you know, that's terrific. So as you look back over golf and you're looking, I know you're working with girls. In fact, when you were in Gainesville, weren't you teaching a whole group of gals there?
I did. When I started in Gainesville, there was one young lady who was playing some competitive golf. There were a lot of girls that played high school golf, but they just came out, did the golf to fill the roster, you know, for the 3 months that girls' golf went on. And by the time I left, I was there for 13 years in Gainesville, Florida. I had over 25 girls, you know, playing golf, which is a big number, and I was fortunate.
From 1 to 25, that's a big increase.
Big increase over that amount of time. People may not see that as a big increase, but it really is. And by the time, you know, those girls now, when I started with them, some of them were age 5, 6, 7, are in their freshman year of college this year.
That's,
yeah. So it's almost full circle. We'll see if anyone will make it on the tour.
You know, I bet it was hard to leave.
It was very difficult to leave. It was very sad. It was very, you know, hard for me. But it was a tough life decision. It was one that I felt like I had to do, you know, at that time in my life.
Sure.
To be here.
But, and do you still communicate with some of the girls?
I do. They're all on my Facebook pages. And sometimes I have to play Mama April and send them a little private message like, you really shouldn't put that on your Facebook page. Because you do, with golf, you know, there are people, you are in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Because you are around a lot more adults and things. They see you, what you're doing, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself. And it is, you know, and that's one of the things that golf definitely teaches you. It's great, you know, social. It teaches you, it's good for your self-esteem. I mean, it's just a polite, great etiquette inspired sport.
Well, golf always has been one of those sports where etiquette and politeness and respect were always very important.
Yeah, and that today is still true. You know, I hold those values of the things I've learned in golf, and, you know, I carry those over to the students I teach. And, you know, one of the things I talk about with all my students I have before at the first lesson, I will tell them, you know, if, you know, I'm here to help you, I'm here to make you as good as you want to be, you know, we're going to work as a team. One thing I do expect, I said, I expect you to be a good student athlete if you stay with this. And I said, I do want to know what your grades are, because that's part of the process. You can be a great athlete, but if you don't make the grades, you're not going to be successful in the end. It's very difficult.
That's true. You know, we carry Emerald football, and Coach McMahon, that is one of his strongest things with the football team. If they're not making the grade, they don't play.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that. You know, the academics, there's help out there. If you're a hard worker in your athletics, you'd be a hard worker in your academics. If you're struggling, there's always someone who'll come in to help you out.
Absolutely. So this is what we're going to be talking about here today, some philosophy, some of the things maybe that are on the forefront for girls. And I tell you what, having been at the Symetra Tour out there at the links of Stony Point this last year, one of the things I want to talk about is some of the gals. Hey, I heard Stephanie Canoia just got engaged.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I did
watch her over the season, yeah. Seeing how she did. So yeah. That's great. Congratulations,
yeah, I
Stephanie.
I saw it on my Twitter feed, yes. That's one of the things about Twitter. You know everything about everybody, don't you? Yeah. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. We are talking with April Powers, and I tell you what, I think April Powers, Powers is a great name, isn't it? It's powerful.
It's a strong name.
Yes, it is. And I guess you probably had the opportunity, because of your golf, to travel a lot and see a lot part of things in this world.
I have. You know, I've played a lot of great courses. I had the opportunity, I did go over to Ireland and Scotland and played, you know, some of the really nice courses over there. I didn't get to play St. Andrews, but I did get to play at Muirfield and Prestwick, which, you know, we've both seen on TV, and they've hosted great events. Interesting, you know, when I went to Muirfield, they said, April, you get to go through the gate and take a left and go to your tee box and wait for the guys. So that was quite kind of interesting. So at that point during that day, I thought, you know what? If they're going to be like that, then I'm going to beat them all.
And did you?
And I did. And when I came up to the 18th green, one of the members came running out of the clubhouse and just ignored all my male playing partners and came up to me and goes, you're invited to come in the clubhouse. And he gave me the biggest hug and kiss, and they all were just standing there like, what in the world has happened? You know, so that was one of my fun experiences. But I have. I've gotten to play great courses. I've been to Spain and played. I haven't been over, you know, anywhere in Australia, any of those places yet, but someday.
Yeah, that's terrific. And, you know, that is another thing is how women just play in the Augusta National. Oh, no, we can't go there.
I know. I'm hoping I might get a chance at that. There's an opportunity that was told to me. We'll see in March.
See, okay, all right. Yeah.
If I get to go play it, I would love to.
That's really neat. So when you're when somebody is trying to decide if golf is the right sport for them to maybe look at professionally going in that direction, of course it's a great sport just to have a good time with. But what are the things that you would tell somebody that is a young person and maybe they've played a little bit and now they're trying to decide what direction to go?
Well, I think if you're going to try to take it to that next level, you know, your game already has to be there. You know, it's a matter of cutting those strokes, you know, one shot, two shot, making the birdies, hitting, you know, 10 feet and in to the pin. You know, and it's just competitive. You got to have it all together mentally. You've got to work hard. You know, that's your job. That's like your office job. So you got to put in the hours during the week and play and practice and just keep pushing yourself. You know,
did you push yourself all the time?
Yes and no.
Okay, all right. True confessions afternoon.
I did really well as a junior, and then, you know, I got to college and loved it. I mean, I had some good, you know, rounds in college, but I'll tell you, you know, you're in Austin, Texas. What can I say?
Party time. That's right.
It's a dangerous city, but it was, you know, it was good.
Dangerous, fun city, right? Yes.
So, you know, I think if I had to do it over again, I probably would have made the choice of trying to go out and play professionally first. And then going back to school, I felt like at that time my game was there, it was ready. But, you know, you have what's called parents who support
right.
you.
Yes.
And they wanted to see me get a college degree, which, you know, unfortunately I did not get my college degree, but I found my passion and love in life is, you know, teaching golf. I don't know that college was the right choice for me. That's why I feel like I wish I had gone to play first. I felt like I was ready.
You think you would have made it through the LPGA and everything?
I feel like I could have been there because, you know, I had desires and dreams to be able to go play on the women's senior tour that they have, which is on like 6 or 7 events, but a lot of the girls that I grew up with are now right. on it. And I was getting so excited when I turned, it's going to age me again, 45, they were letting you qualify for it and go play it, and that's what I was going to do. And then like 1 year prior to me turning 45, they changed the rules. Now you have to be invited. Well, I didn't play anything because I was raising my kids
right.
and working. So, you know, it is what it is, but golf has been so good to me. I mean, I've got a lot of great fond memories. You know, nobody can ever take those away from me, and I want to share those and grow the girls, get girls out in golf, get women, you know, young men, everybody.
It is. And one of the things you and I were talking about before we came on the air, no, I won't tell them that, April. Don't worry. I mean, it's okay, April. Just sit down, April. It's okay. One of the things that we were talking about is that it is such a good thing to have on a resume.
It is, you know, for young women who play golf, it's an asset. You know, all businesses love to have women out there represented when they're having their, you know, corporate functions. A lot of the girls that I had trained, I got out of college, and actually one of them worked for a big insurance company, and she would come see me. I'd see her every Friday out on the golf course, and because it was a scramble, and I'm going, are you're at work? This is your work crew? And she goes, yeah, we're out playing in the fundraiser, the scramble. And I go, oh. I go, you playing every one of them? She goes, I do. She goes, because I get hit from the red tees, and my ball's always the longest off the tee. So, you know, and I said, do you get paid all the time? She goes, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. She goes, it's a really good gig. And she thanks me for helping her learn golf.
That's
you
good.
Know, yeah. And she shares that with other young ladies, too.
It is a sport that really does need to be shared. Why do you think that, you know, but one of the big problems with women's golf as far as a sport that people look at, tennis has always been a big one for women.
Mm-hmm.
Why has golf lagged so far behind in the money part of it when you look at men's golf and women's golf? Why has it lagged so far behind?
You know, this has been a timeless question that has been asked. We've been asked this a lot, not just as instructors, but, you know, for the tour players and whatnot. You know, I don't really have the true answer to that. There was always things that were said. You know, you had your Jan Stevensons. The, you know, women's golf was growing. Yeah,
yes.
Growing at that time. You know, you saw that whole group with Lopez, Daniels, all of them came out, and, you know, women's golf grew. There were a lot of girls playing. Over the course of probably the last, 15 years, you know, it kind of slowed down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, corporate sponsors, I think, are now starting to step up. They're seeing that there's some great marketing avenues. The girls, you know, they look great out there. They've got their makeup. They've got their hair. You know, I think the biggest thing that needs to happen is we need some great personalities out there. Where we had that with your Stevensons, your Lopez, you know, Nancy Lopez, you know, they had some fun out there. You know, that would probably be the next thing, is let's just throw it out there and have a great time, girls. Go play and make some birdies.
You know, I asked Jan Stevenson about the golf tub, the golf ball in the tub, being in the tub with the golf balls. I asked her if she was really in the tub with all those golf balls. She told me she was, and it was very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Why, have you done that, April?
No, I have not. Oh, my, and I would not be doing that. Thank you.
But she really did take golf to a new level at
that
time.
She did. And, you know, I see some of that, you know, that's kind of the old school glamour. I see some of that coming back with some of the girls. And, you know, and I just think the girls just need to let go, you know, find who they are and be who you are, enjoy the game and shine for us, you know. Have fun out there playing.
It will be. You know, who do you think is some of the new golfers coming up that you think might be ones to really watch?
You're talking about, like, that are playing now, coming out of
mm-hmm.
the Symetra?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you're going to get, I got to name names. Oh, my goodness. Where's my list? I don't have my list. Well, the top 10 just finished, and I only knew two or three off that list. You know, the ones that I did know were Morgan Pressel, who's out there near Brittany Lincecome. You know, that's that group that's in front of this group coming out. So mm-hmm. I don't really know this
new
squad
group,
of girls. Yeah. You know, but I think my favorite one, and I don't remember her name, was at the Symetra Tour over at Stony Point on the par mm-hmm. 3 at the lake, was the one who had all the personality. She threw up her hands and said, crank up the, you know, the song.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, and she made it fun for everyone. I think she's
going to be someone to watch.
I think she's going to be someone to watch because she's going to be our personality girl. She's going to be our John Daly of the LPGA.
Well, you know, I think that is an important thing to have a personality and to bring that forward.
It'll
and
be
that
a robot.
Is, yeah, and that is, in men's golf, that is what, I mean, look at what we've had coming up, all the personalities and the things that have excited us and made us thrilled to be watching and see what they were going to do next.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I see that with the men's golf. I think, you know, probably the last 5 years, all the kids that were coming out, you know, they were a little robotic. But, you know, I look at how Billy Horschel and his reaction, you know, he smiled walking down the fairway. You know, you see those things on TV and it makes you likable. You know, just having your hat down, your eyes down, you're shutting us out. Let us in your world. You know, we want to know who you are. With being a great player.
That is one of the things that they say, and we should come back to, is being a star and letting people enjoy you being a star.
That's why Arnold Palmer is always popular, even to this day.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back after the news with April Powers. Hey, you got a question for April? Give us a call, 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. Hey, good afternoon. We're here with April Powers here this afternoon. She is a golfer. She's a golf pro. She teaches golf, and she loves what she does. She loves teaching young gals how to play and bring them up. But I guess you're not opposed to teaching guys either, are you?
No. I have had many male clients, and, you know, obviously the women's groups at different golf courses, all ages, all genders, we're ready to go. Yeah. We can teach.
Now, what do you think the difference is between today? We were talking about the robotic factor before we went to break and how those that are gracious and sign the autographs and stand there and are friendly and everything as pros and as professionals seem to do so much better, and we gravitate to those as opposed to those that are more mechanical, more so studied and serious about the game that they forget that part of the thing that makes them a success is the people that are standing in the stands there watching.
That's true. You know, I think the difference that's happened with that, looking at just how I grew up, you know, my parents had me interact with people. You know, I had to go up and shake somebody's hand and introduce myself, look them in the eye. You know, that's confidence. That's learning to build confidence. And I had to do a lot of things on my own, you know. My parents didn't do everything for me. I didn't have all the resources that are out there today with my game. I didn't have an iPad. I didn't have an iPhone. You know, for my homework, those kind of things, I had to go pull the, you know, 10-pound encyclopedia out and,
that's right,
you know, spend 20 minutes trying to figure it out and to find the information. Whereas nowadays, everything is so tuned in to a TV, to an iPad, to a phone, I think.
And we want instant access.
Yeah, it's and I think kids today look for more instant gratification. I don't, they don't have to work as hard in any area. And I don't see the social skills happening. It's interesting. The more I go out and you look at a family, all of a sudden now, even grandma's sitting at the table with her iPhone and nobody's talking, you know, and grandma
they're texting each other back and forth. Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting. And I just think that's kind of created that robotic, you know.
I think it's sad. Personally, I think it's very sad. I think people should put away the phones. You ought to be able to carry on a conversation.
Yeah. And I, you know, when the kids come to my lessons and stuff, you know, first rule is phone goes off, put it in your bag, you know, and I have them interact with me. This past week, I was in working with a college team up north, and, you know, working with them, and I go down the line, you know, addressing everybody, shaking the girls' hands, introducing myself. I get down there, I'm working with one young lady, and, you know, she's looking at the ground, looking around, and, you know, I finally, because, you know, I was raised, it was disrespectful not
right
to look at somebody. I said, you know, when I'm addressing you and speaking with you, you need to be look me in the eye so I know that you're hearing me.
Right.
You know, and she kind of turned red. But after that, she was fine. And, you know, I said, you got to become interactive here. And I said, that's part of it, is me knowing you're listening.
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, it wouldn't be hard on her. But, you know, it's just the way life has changed. And it's sad because I think with golf, we do keep and bring out some of those good qualities. I think it's, you know, because you do have to be interactive out on the course. You're not with a cell phone. You're not with your iPad playing golf.
Well, that probably brings up another subject. What about the people that have the cell phones out on the golf course?
I think that they need to put those away. You know, I don't think you need to check your phone. If you're a physician and you are on call, then I understand. But have it on mute. Check
right
it each time, you know, politely and quietly. You know, don't distract from the other players.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But what do you think about the way you and I were talking about knowing your body, knowing your own swing,
mm-hmm,
and today, do you think the young golfers are learning that as much?
You know, they learn the swing, but I think it's become, to me, it seems like it's become very mechanical at times. When I say know your swing, I use an example as if I go and work with a player, I'll go, you know, what's your typical ball flight? They should be able to, you know, tell me, is it a draw, is it straight, or slice, or fade, whatever. And I'll go, well, do you understand what causes that? And many times, they don't understand, you know. And if they've worked with past coaches, I'll go, well, what has your past coach told you? Because, you know, I want to hear what that coach has explained to them. I think kids have become, in all sports, I think they've become so dependent on having coaching that they don't know how to own what is theirs. And be able to correct that. You know, I haven't had a golf lesson since I was 17. My swing still is good, and I know when I miss it what I did, and I think that's where my golf instruction came from. is that they made me own my swing. And I think it's so important. It doesn't matter if it's golf, it's tennis. You need to understand your body, understand your, you know, faults and the fixes.
Sure. Now, what is, if you had to give one person, give somebody, what's the most important tip you would give somebody?
You know, there's two. One is, you know, swing within yourself at 85%. And the other one is the biggest untruth in golf is I hear from everybody, you know, when they whiff the ball or they top the ball, they go, oh, well, I looked up, my head came up. You know, and it's not. Then I see them get all crouched down, and I call it the turtle position. They get their head tucked down, their back's down, their knees are bent, you know, and they're trying to hit a golf ball. Well, cause and effect there, the set creates a reaction. They end up standing up out of the shot. You know, in golf, it's to keep your eyes on the ball. Don't keep your head down. Husbands, do not tell your wives that anymore if you're listening.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, there you go. We've had this this theory dispelled now again. Okay. So we are here with April Powers this afternoon. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about working on the tour, the Symetra Tour, what the Symetra Tour brings, and who knows what other things we'll get into. So you stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm sitting across from April Powers here this afternoon. We're talking about golf lessons and things about golf. You know, one of the things that I was just asking April was, you know, is there a right age for somebody to, if you have a child, is there a right age to start? Or,
You know, it varies. It varies with each child. I mean, I've seen, the youngest I like to start them at is age 5. And when you have a child that age, they're good for about 10, 15 minutes. You give them one thing, you know, they're at the stage where they're mimicking. You're going to show them the motion. You're going to take them through the motion. And, you know, the big thing for that is them just getting the eye-hand coordination and having fun doing it. You know, for them, when I talk about what I would with an adult would be swing arc with them, I tell them, take the bottom of that club head, and that's a magic mark, and I want you to draw me a smiley face. You know? And they can relate to that. That's
sure.
The mentality they're at. And as they grow with the game, if they stay with it, then obviously the verbiage changes. But, yeah.
I'd really like it if you told me you could make a smiley
keep
face.
Keep it
Anne.
Happy.
Yeah, keep it happy, Anne.
Keep it happy, Anne.
There you go. But so you do have to vary it depending on the age. Now, what is the right age? What age do you start seeing kids kind of separate out, shall we say, from?
Where, yeah, if I had a group of, say, 10 started age 5 and they all stuck with me, there are going to be kids that are going to break out at, you know, 9. They'll see that first group that's kind of, you know, got the coordination and everything going together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then the mid group's usually like 12. My late bloomers are 14, you know, and that's just the kids who have, you know, they're growing and their body just in balance and all is not yet together, you know, but they stay with it. And when it comes together, you know, they all end up being good players.
Sure.
Everybody's different.
You know, I think one of the things that was so much fun for the kids when they had the Symetra Tour was the day they had it out at Deer Creek and had that golfing thing with the kids and everything. That, I mean, I was out there for that and witnessed that. That was a riot. Were you out there?
I was out there working it, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it was interesting to hear the kids, their comments, and, you know, they did ask a lot of good questions. What I would like to know is we had, 250 of them, and
right.
How many of them did we actually retain or who are going to play golf would be, you know, what I would like to know. But it was a fun day, and it was good exposure for them if they had never done it before.
Yeah, and, you know, good. I really thought it was great. They all ended up with a golf club out of it.
Yes, they did. I told them to be very careful. We had some rules for that.
Rules for that.
Yes.
But there hasn't really been anything after that.
No, I mean, you know, out at Deer Creek, you know, Tommy has some things that he does with juniors. I ended up doing a girls' golf rocks, which was about a week ago. And
was that?
That was good. We had 20 girls who had signed up, and the ones who did not have clubs, I'd gotten the parents to give me their height so I could give them each a club. It's so important for them to start with the right equipment. You know, no cut down adult clubs. Those are extremely difficult for those little guys to swing and gals. And U.S. Kids is a great company, and they're the ones who make great kids clubs.
So out of that, now, you know, was it the moms or the dads that brought the girls out there for the lesson?
Well, what was interesting that day, Ann, is that all my lady volunteers who came to help me with the girls, you know, we were standing there, and I was doing the introduction. Mom comes over after I'd kind of paused and goes, "Do you see who brought all the girls?" And I was like, "No, I hadn't really paid attention." She goes, "It's all dads." And that was kind of a first, you know, when she made me aware of that. And so at the end, I went up to a couple of the dads. I go, "You know, usually it's moms always bring them." I go, "Why did you guys, you know, you brought your daughters today?" And they said, "Oh, we need a playing partner. We got to get somebody to help us get out on the golf course."
So there you go.
So, but you know what? It's a great bonding time for dad and daughter. And I'm a testament to that. You know, I have my dad who's 83. I've been able to play golf with him for a long time, and it's a fun time for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's time when you can really have some good conversations out there on the course.
You can, you know, whereas it's funny because my dad's gotten older. You know, I've watched our whole lives obviously change and evolve. You know, it's kind of fun now that I can tell dad what he's not quite doing right or wrong. You know, whereas before it was the other way around.
He was telling you what you weren't doing
right. We're going full circle here.
Yeah, exactly. But now, what would you like to be able to do? I know you teach lessons and you travel and everything. What would you like to do?
Well, I mean, my big thing is, you know, I've moved to Greenwood, and I know the Carolinas have, you know, strong competitive junior golf, but they also, you know, have some great tournaments that kids who are not yet at that competitive level that could get into it. I'd love to see the area grow, you know, get parents to realize that, introduce them to golf. You may find it's the sport for them.
But it's so expensive.
that's what everybody keeps telling me.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I have to say, what I didn't say when I talked to Ann earlier was that I haven't ever raised my rates. In all the 25 years I've been teaching,
yes,
I'm still the same rate as when I started. So I never went up with inflation.
Okay, all right.
So
well, that's good.
I feel like I'm affordable and I'm economical. You know, you get good value. You know, I'm the kind of instructor, I'm not going to let you leave if you don't understand it, or we're going to come back to it, you know, again. It's near and dear to my heart that I want you to be successful with the game.
Well, now, so you work out of Stony Point?
I do. I work out of Stony Point. I'm available anytime. You know, my schedule is very flexible. If someone would like to get in touch with me, you can call my cell.
Okay, what's that number?
352-672.
Okay.
3391.
Okay.
And as, if I don't answer, leave me a message and I will get back to you. Teach all ages, all abilities, beginner, intermediate, advanced. Got a couple advanced guys. I got them shooting under par out here in town.
Wow. Do they say that you taught them?
Yeah, they've told a couple of their friends, and I'm not quite understanding what you guys are scared of. Come take a lesson from me.
A woman taught me how to do this. Yes, there you go.
Hey, yeah. They've taken money. You know, my two guys are doing great, and they're winning the money.
Well, that's what it's, you know, that's part of it.
But
part of it is also just being able to get out in some fresh air. This is a great
good
time
exercise.
Of the year.
Yeah. Yep, it's good exercise, you know, when you're out there. The walking, enjoying nature. We've got some great weather coming up with fall here. So everybody needs to get exposed to golf. Let's go.
That's right. And, you know, some of the great tournament, God, and we play golf almost all year round here in South Carolina.
Yes. Yeah. The weather is conducive for that, you know, until it gets really, really cold. But if it's in, you know, 50 or above, these guys, gals, they're out playing. And, you know, I do lessons all winter long, and there are days where it is cold, and I've got on a couple of layers, but we're doing a golf lesson.
Absolutely. Plus all the tournaments that there are. I mean, there's so many opportunities. I think tournaments are a great way to be able to play other golf courses.
It is, and, you know, usually you can go sign up for any fundraiser, any event, any scramble at any club. You're not limited to that, so... You know, sometimes you need to take a look, and if there's a course you hadn't played and you want to get to, you
right.
ask them what's their next scramble coming up, and get your name on the list to sign up for it, because you do get to go play some great places, and it's usually for a good cause.
Absolutely, it is. Well, April, it has been so much fun to have you here, but we got to talk about a few more things before we let you go here. What on the Symetra Tour, Jim Medford, you know what he always says, go bigger or go home, you know, and last year he pulled off a phenomenal feat with the Symetra Tour, and next year it's, you know, it's really right around the corner here.
It's going to be back again in like 7 months. Yeah. We'll be back to it again. You know, I think it'll be even better. All the bugs and little kinks will be worked out. It went overall exceptionally well.
Sure did.
You know, for a first-year event. Got great feedback. I heard from quite a few of the girls. They really enjoyed the event. Love the golf course. And
I know a lot of the people that were the host families loved having the girls.
They did.
I've talked to so many of them, and here it is, 5 months later, and they're still talking about the week that the girls
were
there.
Ready to go again, you know. Yeah. And I have to say to those host families, I traveled as a junior golfer and on the Futures mini tour, and I always stayed with host housing, and that was also a great life experience that doesn't get to happen as much anymore. And those girls, they do appreciate everything that's done for them.
Yeah, and you know, I love seeing the little kids out there going up to the young golfers. And I remember on that Sunday, there was this one little girl, I don't know, she was 5-6 years old. She had every part of her T-shirt, her hat, every time one of them came off, they had to sign it and get her picture taken with them. And they really adored it.
Yeah. No, they do, and that's what those girls, that's part of what their responsibility is. You know, if you want to grow this game and you want to get some enthusiasm, you got to take the time to, you know, see and speak to those fans. They support you.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, though, that I thought was totally amazing, we saw one gal, she was from New York. We were out there at Stony Point. It was the Sunday before everything started. They drove up in a minivan. Mom was there. They were Oriental. And the girl jumped out of the car and got on the putting green. Just
yes.
Right then and there. Just, you know, and I said to the mom, I said, did y'all just arrive? Yes, she's out there practicing now. There's a lot of practicing and a lot of
discipline. Yeah, there's discipline. It's the practicing, you know, quality practice, making practice count. Just don't get out there and just hit putts to be hitting them. They've got to have a purpose. You know, obviously it is to make them, but if you don't go through your whole routine and focus 100%, you're not giving it everything you got.
Now, what do you think about the Greenwood golf, the girls' golf in the high schools? Have you been able to follow that very much?
I have. You know, since I've been here, you know, we had Chelsea Coucher came out, went to South Carolina. You know, the ones that I know Anna Paramore. There's another young lady. I don't know her name. I have a couple of the girls that I work with. You know, the girls are good, but they're not to that level to be able to be recruited to play D1, you know, or D2 golf. There's more to it. You've got to push harder. You know, you've got to practice better. Those are the kind of things that I've done and worked with the players I had when I was in Gainesville. You know, I definitely push my players to be the best they can be. And obviously it takes them telling me how good they want to be. Where do you want to be? You know, for us to work as a team.
You know, that is the thing. Do you think girls dream of golf in that manner?
I don't think they do, but I'm going to tell these, I'll tell you what, now the mom and dads might not like it, but, you know, there's a lot of good-looking guys that play golf.
Yeah, there are.
You know, so that, you know, I would say those girls get out there and you know, moms and dads expose your daughters to the game. You know, I just did the Girls Golf Rock Clinic, and, you know, I have a whole family who's now come to me, who came to the clinic, and, you know, you've got one, the youngest daughter's extremely coordinated, the oldest one is, you know, she's so tall for her age and she's not coordinated, you know, but these girls were so excited. You know, after they left the clinic, the mom goes, would you guys like to do more with golf? And she said they about blew her ears out. So, you know, it's just getting them out there, getting them exposed to it. They're either going to love it or they're not going to like it. But, you know, it takes a lot of time and everybody together to make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to tell you one funny story. A few years ago, they were doing a study on baseball. And they were testing all these kids and asking them who was playing baseball and everything coming back after the summer. And all these kids, they got all these tremendous numbers, and they thought, my God, why didn't we have these out at the Civic Center and all these type of things? You know where they were playing their baseball? On their iPads.
Oh.
Yeah. So to get outside and actually do something is a tremendous thing in today's world.
And that's one of the things, you know, that's the energizing, that's exercise, it's, you know, getting the fresh air, you can't beat it.
Absolutely.
It's a great sport.
Well, I can tell you are impassioned. Why don't you give your telephone number one more time so people can pick up that phone and call you?
Okay. Well, my number to reach me for lessons is 352-672-3391.
Absolutely. April Powers. You won't be sorry. You'll be happy that you met April here. So how much do you charge, April?
Juniors are $25 and for a half hour to 45 minutes, and adults are $40 for a half hour to 45 minutes. And I do playing lessons. But those are a little bit more, but we'll talk about that when you get to that level.
All right. Hey, this is Dying Ann here. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. April, thanks so much for coming out
today. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.